The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And we won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. In fact, if we ever do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink. Sit back in your seat because we're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it's one of the things we do best. Today's show is... It's Atlanta and two to go to make the chase, and this is a NASCAR Fan's View. Anyone that doesn't have enough points but wants to make it into the chase only has two chances left. Atlanta and Richmond are the only two places left for non-winners to take a win and make it into the chase. Of course, there are still four spots left, but two of them will make it in on points. That means Atlanta will definitely be a place where some will take more risks and try to steal a spot in the chase, and that has the potential to make this weekend even more dramatic and competitive than it would be normally. Another thing that makes this weekend noticeably more dramatic is that Tony Stewart is returning to the number 14 Stewart Haas Chevy this weekend. For some, that is something they did not want to see, for whatever their reasons were, but for the rest of us, it is a good thing. He needs to be back in his car and competing in the NASCAR Cup Series. After the terrible accident several weeks ago that took the life of a fellow competitor, this fan thinks this is the best thing for him to help him heal both mentally and spiritually. As he said in his public appearance and statement Friday, it was something that has changed his life forever and will always be with him. This weekend in Atlanta is only one of two more chances he has to make it into the 2014 chase. Without a win, he will not make it because he doesn't have enough points otherwise. That makes the next two races even more important for him and his number 14 team, and he will be looking to win one or both of them, which he is more than capable of doing. Whatever happens in the next 2 weeks, this fan wants nothing but the best for all concerned. Atlanta is an old track, even though it was reconfigured years ago, and it remains as one of the most challenging tracks on the Cup circuit. It is fast and is tough on equipment and tires, and two things stand out to this fan as possible challenges for the competitors this weekend. The first is just how fast the speeds fall off with the tires, and the other is the possibility of engine failure. Along with the speeds falling off because of tire wear, this fan is at least a little concerned about possible tire failures. With the speeds they're running and the downforce being generated by the cars this year, it is possible the ugly beast of tire failures could rear its ugly head again this weekend. Even though it hasn't happened yet this weekend, it is probably still in the back of the drivers and crew chief's minds. Fortunately, at least from this fan's view, they are running at night, and that could make all the difference. This won't be new news to anyone, but this weekend marks another milestone in the career of Jeff Gordon. Atlanta will be his 750th start in a row, and is where he started his first Cup race 20 years ago. Considering he is a four-time Cup champion and having a great run at his fifth, there is no doubt he is having and has had a great career, and many expect to continue for a while yet. This fan is one of them. Is it possible Jeff Gordon can get win number 92 this weekend and carry even more momentum into the chase? Without a doubt, he is one among several that can win not only Atlanta, but Richmond and beyond. Barring the unforeseen, like last weekend at Bristol, and things happening to him that are out of his control, I like his chances for finishing in the top five at Atlanta, and possibly taking the win and solidifying his number one spot in the chase. Judging from the way he's been running this year, it may be a bit of a stretch, but not unimaginable. He could finish the season this year with his fifth Cup championship and 95 wins, maybe more. When it comes to the Labor Day weekend and the Sprint Cup race at Atlanta, there are many things to consider. Take, for example, Matt Kenseth and his number 20 Toyota. It does appear the Toyotas have shown up with some speed this weekend, and Matt Kenseth did have one of the fastest trips around the little over 1.5 mile oval. It could mean he might get his first win for the 2014 season and lock himself into the chase with the win. Unless complete disaster strikes over the next 2 weeks, he is locked in by points. I suppose total disaster could strike just looking at how things have gone for his teammate, Kyle Busch, but it's not likely. What is more likely is him taking a trip to Victory Lane at least once over the next 2 weeks. Fords have once again shown up with speed, and one of them could end up in Victory Lane when the checkered flag drops at the end of the 500 miles tonight. Both Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski have shown their Fords can get around the track with enough speed to get there, and so did Carl Edwards and Greg Biffle. From this fan's view, it will take more than a fast lap or two to make that trip to Victory Lane a reality tonight. It will take consistently traversing the 1.5 mile oval at Atlanta with the best lap times. At least in this fan's opinion, the ones that displayed that were the Hendrick-powered machines of Kevin Harvick and Jeff Gordon. And this fan thinks one of them will end up taking home the trophy tonight. The question is, which one? Hey, this is Russ. And I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Podcast Norm Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.